This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, we're talking this week about what we can do in ministry to others and what God must do. We looked at the story of Elijah at Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, that occultish religion, and the contest they had to show who was really God. The prophets of Baal built an altar first and put a sacrifice on it and then called on Baal to send the fire on that altar to burn up the sacrifice. They prayed all day in drastic ways, but nothing happened. And then Elijah built his altar, doused it with water three times, purposely creating a situation where he could not produce fire. And he prayed a simple prayer that God would reveal himself for who he really was. And God sent his fire on the altar. And we said yesterday, if it had ended with what Elijah could do, he would have been no different than those prophets of Baal. What matters in our ministry to others is not so much what we can do. We can improve that by going to conferences and reading books, but that just teaches us to build a better altar. And that's good, it's useful. But only God can send the fire. That what we need is not better methods, but better people. Well, what do I mean by that, better people? I don't mean more capable people. I don't mean more educated people. I don't mean better public speakers. I don't mean clever thinkers or funnier youth leaders or cooler people. You know, when the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he reminded them that when God called them, he purposely looked for the people without lots of strengths of their own. He says to them in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26, "Consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world, and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, so that no man should boast before God, because they don't have much to offer. It has to be God who's working through them." He goes on to say, "But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." Well, God likes to use people who don't have great abilities of their own. And the reason is that when he does what only he can do, there's no confusion then as to who made it happen, because everybody knows that person couldn't have done that. When you think of what God wants to do in the lives of your friends and co-workers and family members, people who don't know him yet, or people who do, and you think of you playing a part in that, you might think, "I can't do that. I could never change that person's mind. I don't know how to talk to someone." Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? It's not what you can do. But if you'll open your mouth and just start to encourage someone and just share with them what God means to you or what God is teaching you or something from the scriptures, and as you do it, be praying, just like Elijah did, for what only God can do. And you will begin to see God using you in ways you could never explain based on your own activities. And you'll just want to say at the end of it, "Praise God." And that's just what people will be doing. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.